Today, we're going to take time and talk with Boone City Administrator Bill Scare. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
And joined by celebrity Waylon Andrews. Good to have you back, Waylon.
Thank you.
Yeah, if he's back, you got to figure out either we're moving snow or we're picking up household materials and things. Citywide cleanup coming up. That's one of the reasons that Waylon's here today to talk a little bit about that. And 2 weeks, pretty much complete focus from just about everybody on getting that done, because you've got a sizable community to cover, and we're getting ready to go. So.
Yep.
What are the highlights you want people to know about?
The highlights and the lowlights, I guess. Citywide cleanup starts June 3rd through June 7th on the north side of Mamie. Have your items out by the 2nd on the curb. We will make one trip down each street, and we will not come back. The second week, June 10th through the 14th, we will do the south side of Mamie to the south side of town. And again, one pass through, and we will not come back.
No garbage.
No household garbage. Items will not be collected from complexes more than two units. That's like your triplex apartment buildings or larger. All those commercial properties should have their own waste and dumpster services, and not from businesses. This is a household.
This is just the residential
yep. program. It's to foster a clean community. We do not pick up any hazardous waste or anything like that, paint, gas, oil, chemicals, etc. DMAC does have a drop-off program on June 1st. That'll be from 9 to 11 in the parking lot at DMAC, and then the landfill has one July 6th from 8 to 10 a.m.
Good. So, and they do that first Saturday out at the landfill, except for June and October. Those are the two that they go on the road. So, and they get pretty good. They get how Metro Waste comes up, and how, you know, they do all of that there. But I did want to say for you guys, Waylon, it is, you're going to have people digging in there. We know that. Yep. That's one of the downfalls that happens every year.
Yep.
So what are we looking at trying to keep it together?
Yep. Try to keep your piles nice and organized and limited. Understandably, we do have people go through things and stuff like that. She's the best advice I can have is keep it consolidated and a nice pile that's not scattered all over, stuff like that. The citywide flyer is available on the city website. Under recent news, the city website is boonegov.com. And the tab recent news, and you'll find it right there. Please share. There's a yellow section that talks about items not accepted, and we're going to try to be pretty stringent to the rules this year. If we find people trying to hide items that aren't accepted in the pile, your whole pile will probably get rejected. Pass the word, spread the word on that. There's a lot of exceptions that we're trying to be pretty stringent on.
Bill, that's been one of the challenges. It is abusing. People do have a tendency to abuse it. And, you know, whether they're slipping appliances, microwaves, or something underneath some other things in hopes that everything's going to get picked up. And you get people still from out of town that bring things.
We do. Unfortunately, that's one of the negatives of the program, people not following the rules. We hope that they do. This is a really good service by the city to clean up the community. It's been successful over the, you know, I'm not sure what year we're in, Waylon, but it's been several years.
Yep.
And it's a good program. We just ask that people follow the rules and not put out anything that they're not supposed to. And the other point you made about people bringing things into our community so that they can dump them, I think we've had instances where people have just stopped at a pile and just put it out without, you know, they don't even know who lives there. Yeah. They're just putting them on there. If any citizen sees that in the preparation for this program that starts here shortly, please give us a call, or at the time, if people are dumping things on your property, give the police a call, and they can come and at least look and see what's going on.
Does Ryan has a tendency to go around and see who's putting what out and where, kind of where it's coming from.
Right. And our community service officer as well is a big part of this program, and he can assist as well. We just need to know about it.
Outside Wayland is not a lot of other things are getting done. This is pretty much everybody, all the focus for 2 weeks goes right to this.
Correct. Other than emergency services that we need to provide to our citizens, this will be the two-week effort that we put in. Okay. Right now, we're working on, still up to the last minute, we're working on getting things squared away on the water sewer end of things. I think we're looking pretty good right now, being able to continue on to the citywide, but unless an emergency comes up, citywide is where our efforts will be put for the next 2 weeks.
So we had at least, I did see some seal work done. If you see the truck going around, this is some of the new equipment you got to seal up some of those cracks in the roadway and, again, try to preserve the life of the roads.
Yep, it's an emulsion spray, sprayed oil tar down and chip seal with rock over the top of it to kind of tie everything together, fill the pothole, make a longevity patch.
You've had some work that's been done so far. Have they been holding up pretty well?
Yeah, they seem to be holding up. There's a couple different methods. We can use the pre-mixed bot and patch, and it fills the hole nice, just doesn't stay as well. This emulsion has a binder where it sticks and basically glues down to the road surface and holds in there a lot better.
That's one of your challenges always, because that's where you get a lot of complaints, roads.
Right, it is, and obviously, depending on type of the year, we just came out of the winter season, obviously, that seems to make the problem worse with the potholes. And the machinery that Wayland talked about, that was something that he proposed to do. So it's one of those things where we purchased the equipment, now we have it for several years, and his folks can do that rather than bringing somebody in to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think initially here this spring, the weather didn't cooperate very much as far as all the rain and different things that, it, you know, the temperature, I think, is that what it was, Wayland, where you weren't able to use it as quickly as you wanted to?
Yeah, the cold temperatures, the rapid set oil that we use in tar in there, when you're in the 50s and 60s, it was setting up instantly when you got out and didn't give it time for the rock to stick into it. And then you're spraying water on, or oil on water in a pothole, it doesn't stick. So the moisture, Mother Nature hasn't been very kind to us on that issue, but it's coming around.
I figured the warmer temperatures that we're seeing here, a little sunlight on it. Of course, we've had plenty of rain, but it still gives you an opportunity. I know they get out there and dry it out. So let's talk. We did get a street project, did get wrapped up, and that was 8th Street. That's been there for quite some time, the mill and overlay. Turned out pretty good. Anybody that, if you failed to drive down there, you not even going to realize that was all taken care of.
Yeah, I'll let you cover that, Wayland.
Yeah, I think for the project, it turned out very successful, what we were expecting and what budgeted. You know, we were looking at a fairly large project, and we decided to have Public Works crew come in and do an intake and some concrete patches prior to this, which took the overhead cost way down, and Manats could come in and just lay their asphalt base and fix a little curb, and we got a really good number on it, and it came in real well.
They did, and that's one of those projects that, because all along it was, how wide do you go? Because part of the street was wider than the other part, and so. But it is a heavily trafficked street.
It is, and that budget, as he said, came in under budget from what we had. So the positive of that, of course, is now we have money left over that project. We can shift it to another one, and whether it's a smaller project, you know, an intersection, or it's made part of a bigger project, maybe we can do more now. So, you know, projects that come under budget are really good.
And there's a big one coming.
Right?
Yep.
But we take the money that's left over and we put it back into the streets.
It goes back into that same
on a different project.
Obviously, the big one was Story Street. You got the bids for that last meeting, and some additional discussion, parking directions, things like that. Alternates, and it came in very well. Man, that's a good bid.
It did. It was good. But what do we have? Three, four companies.
I think there was five companies bid that. Yeah, it was.
So the bids were good. I anticipate that the council will approve signing the contract Monday night at the council meeting. At the last meeting, they reviewed a couple things. The bids, obviously, the alternates as well as the parking changes downtown, and council voted to move forward with the recommendation of SEH on the some angle parking downtown on Story Street.
Yep. One side.
Right, on one side, and that will take place when we're doing this project. Mm-hmm. And with that and the infrastructure that some of the stuff I think Wayland's crew is going to be doing, and then we will do our best to make sure that, and I've had this conversation with SEH, that we need to do really well communicating with the downtown businesses. There will be some inconvenience. There's no way around it, but yep. the end result of this will be very good, and we'll try to minimize the inconveniences as best we can, but there will be inconveniences downtown while we're doing this project. But we'll do our best to communicate those and get that information out as best we can. So yep. that information will come out through, we can put, I think, through Nixle. We yep. will utilize that. We'll also put it out on eNotify. So mm-hmm. please, if you're not signed up for eNotify, go to the website, get signed up. You'll get those notices, and we'll utilize that as best we can.
I think the one thing, the mill and overlay part with Manette's, that's really only a couple of days worth of work. The rest, I think, is Wayland's going to be a lot of those other parts, a lot of concrete work, and some changes down there. And you guys will be doing the people lights as well.
Yep, we'll be doing the people lights. That'll probably carry on through the season and maybe even in later. Yep. There are all new intakes, storm sewer intakes going in. I believe the subcontractor is planning on. I believe I know who that is. Yeah. He's talked to me about it. We got a new storm sewer manhole that needs to go in to make efforts to drainage just on the north side of the railroad tracks a little better.
So we've got
clean everything up.
People will. I mean, there's a lot of other work that's going to be done in conjunction with us, kind of because your council said, let's show that we're going to do something for our Main Street application,
right.
and this is, which has been submitted. Now it's time. Now it's time to we're going ahead, and this is going to get done anyway because you just need to have some of these improvements made.
Right, and I think we're over, as we've talked before, we're over $1 million investment in downtown with this project. But there are going to be, like we said, infrastructure things that Wayland's people will do, plus the subcontractors. Mm-hmm. So you know, we'll have a construction meeting, right?
I'm assuming pre-construction meeting. Yep.
Construction meeting that Wayland will be at and SEH, and then from that, once we have that, I think we can put out, and correct me if I'm wrong, at least an initial communication to the downtown businesses yep. on what the schedule is going to look like. I've gotten a lot of calls on it, and unfortunately I just haven't been able to get a lot of information. I think once we have that construction meeting, SEH can look at that and see where we're at, along with the contractor and with Wayland. It'll be a team effort with all three of those. And we'll get the communication out the best we can.
It's going to be a big project, and there's going to be a lot of work off and on. People yep. just need to realize that that's going to happen. I know there's going to be some tree removal, some of the older trees that are causing sidewalks to heave. Those, again, were part of issues that were showing up that you wanted to get taken care of.
Yeah, and the trees that are going to come down are, again, not the ones that were just planted. Yep. The larger ones down there, Parks Department, Mike and his crew are going to take care of that for us. And I think they're starting here pretty soon. Yep. We've had conversations mm-hmm. with them, so they're going to start taking those down. So again, we talk about, unfortunately, some inconvenience. There are going to be need to be some streets blocked off downtown while they're taking the trees down. They'll do it as quickly as they can, and we'll as soon as we get a schedule from Mike on that, we'll try to give as much notice as possible, probably on Nixle,
yep,
as
yep.
well as eNotify to. Give it out. The website isn't as good because by the time we get it on there, right, they may be already done. So we'll get the advance notice, you know, through Nixle and eNotify when his crew is starting that. And then there'll be, once that's done, then we'll have a contractor come in to take the stumps out. That's another part of that process. So it'll be a busy summer downtown.
It's going to be. It's, again, a lot of different things happening there. Some of the other things. I do want to go back and talk a little bit about the city. Council did agree that they wanted to work with the Boone Area Veterans Center.
Yes.
That's another downtown project. And I told people, I said, I don't know who's more excited, the fact that we're going to get something done with this building, or Wayland's going to get a building taken off of Honey Creek.
Honey Creek, exactly right.
Well, Public Works, that is a big, that's a big concern. That's your main drainage through town.
Yep, but a foundation or a building built over utility is not a good idea in my book.
And how it got, we don't know, but it was
many years ago
before our time.
And the important thing to remember is once this building's down, there's a new one going up, but it will not be constructed over Honey Creek.
So
there will be parking in concrete or asphalt, however it's done, but there will not be a structure on that. And this fits our, one, cleaning up downtown, right?
Yep.
As part of that Main Street application, that helps as well. And the veterans
organizations
that are doing this together. It's a great project. We've been working on this with them, you know, last several months to get prepared. And the written agreement that we will have with them, I anticipate it will be on council Monday night for approval. And it's a benefit to the city, obviously, because it's getting that structure off of utility, cleans up downtown. What a great group to build something downtown, right? And it's going to be open to the public, and you know there'll be food and a bar and things like that. I just can't think of a negative of this project, and I'm happy that the council agreed to support it. It fits within our southeast urban renewal area for blighted property, so it fits that as well. Just all around a great project, and we hope that they're very successful in raising money to. Yep. Put that structure, you know, on that site for the future.
Well, VFW, the Legion, and the Marine Corps League, again, these are they have combined on this, and they're all in agreement on it, which makes this a little easier to work with a group that's doing this, and their long range plan again to have a lot of public accessibility.
Exactly,
that helps out a lot. So, moving forward, we got that. That was a good one that they had. Let's see. We had a few other things that came up, didn't you?
A couple of the major things council approved for SEH to do a study of the water plant.
Yeah.
With we've talked about Daisy previously and other projects that we have coming or that we're working on, and plus the housing.
Yeah.
It's important that we really look at the output of that plant and see what we need to do to make sure. And this study is really for the future of Boone, of supplying water to our businesses and our residents. And I don't think one's been done for years. The plants were built in the late 90s, or middle 90s maybe.
Yeah, mid-96, I think, or something like that.
So this project is important to provide a roadmap for the elected officials on supplying water to our residents and new businesses, current business. You know, remember, it's great to get new businesses, but we also have to serve our current businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just as important. So I think this study will provide a roadmap for us, and I think it's going to include as well Waylon in it with the water distribution, which his people handle.
Yeah.
And I think I'm looking forward to getting it 90 days out for a rough draft, and then 120 for a final copy. Mm-hmm. And then we can finally look at this and say, okay, this is steps we need to take. So very important information for the elected officials to have for the future of Boone.
You already have the wastewater one because you had asked for that about 2 years ago, a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yes. So we have that, and we've actually... Daisy aside, we have already started on some maintenance issues for what that study said. Again, we've talked about this before on here, but $2.5 million at the wastewater, $2.5 million at the water utility to make improvements that were just needed. Now we throw on the Daisy project and possibly others that may come. So the council also approved SEH starting to form that preliminary plan for the wastewater, which probably will include a new lift station out on Airport Road. The one we have out there now is small. We have problems with it all the time.
Well, we've had a lot of growth out that way, too.
So with everything going on out there, we feel that a new lift station, that'll be part of it. And then let's remember that when this study is done, they have to submit it to DNR, and it's got to go through that permit processing that they have to... Waylon or Perry could probably explain this better than I can, but
DNR's got to sign off.
They've
on
got
it.
Yeah, that's the best way to say it. DNR's got to sign off on it, so that'll take a little bit of time. So we're full steam ahead and trying to get all these things taken care of, and there are certain steps that we have to take, and some, you know, they take time, so we look forward to, and that'll be 60 to 90 days out as well for a rough draft, and then 120, I think, for the final draft, then, which would be submitted to DNR.
Well, and one of the things I did want to ask, because I know coming to the council at the next meeting will be the recommendation for the phase six for your I&I work, and city is definitely committed to keep going forward with this, again, trying to stop that stormwater from getting into the sanitary sewer system. And so we've had plenty of rain, so
absolutely.
I'm guessing you're seeing some numbers that still tell you there's some issues out there.
Yeah, we're seeing the numbers. You know, it's a direct reflection to the rain that comes down, and watching the creek rise and watching our flows rise. Still looking for that aha moment where it just peeks out at us and tells us exactly where it is. But we've picked a nice area, I think, this year that's going to isolate three laterals that come in, or three sections that come in, and hopefully we find some good news out of that, and we can stop some of the treatment of clean water already and move forward.
That's one of the challenges, because, why spend money to clean stormwater?
Right, right, exactly right. And this program, this is the sixth year, so this has been a long-term program. It shows the commitment of the elected officials when we started this that said, hey, we're going to do this, we need to do this, and now we're in our sixth year of doing this I&I program. There was a time where I suggested that maybe we take a year off on this thing to counsel to some of the elected officials because of the amount of work we had, and their commitment was no, we're moving forward with it. So it shows their commitment to this program, which is really positive.
That's and that will be coming up too. I didn't even ask you about chickens because I'm not too worried about that. I want to get back to the house, citywide cleanup. Again, the final things to remind folks about before we run out of time here, but it's a massive project for Public Works. Again, any public assistance, getting things set out properly is a good thing. And then you guys are going to get ready to go. But again, the highlights, starting Sunday, you better get things out.
Yep, as long as we have a little bit of time here. The appliance pickup, I didn't have much time to talk about that. I forgot about that. June 13th and 14th, Public Works will come around and pick up your appliances. The doors have to be off of it. You have to call and make arrangements and have payments made by June 10th at 3 p.m. at City Hall at the Central Business Office. There also is an appliance drop-off on Friday, June 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. and Saturday morning, June 15th from 8 to noon at Public Works Shed at 1410 8th Street. Picket Salvage will be there. And they do also have a program that if you are looking to get rid of junk or abandoned vehicles, give them a call beforehand and they can make arrangements before this program. And their phone number is 515-846-6444. And they'll take some of those larger things out of your yard if you don't want them there. Also, metal.
But this is, again, that's the city doesn't sponsor that. You just make the space available for them to do their collection and drop off.
We just make it available for them,
And remember the issues with TVs and computer monitors and stuff. They don't take those. You guys will, but there is a charge.
Yep, correct. So, and there is a flyer. Everything is written in a box for the appliance. Drop off information, the flyer, the items they don't take, are the water or water softeners, any plastics, things like that, video game consoles, stuff they don't want them. It's more work than it provides for them. So it's all written in that flyer. It's available on the website again. At boongov.com, you can find everything you need.
And we'll get it posted again online. I posted it when you first came out with it several weeks ago, but we'll get it back online again, too, to let folks know that it's there. And I know people are sharing it as much as they can, but people are always going to ask questions about it, too.
Yep. So. And I'll just add, this is a very good project for the city of Boone. I think it's very positive, but it is very, it's a hard job. So my thanks to the Public Works employees in Waylon. They do a great job every year, and I know the elected officials feel the same way.
So I want to say, folks, when they start doing this, if you see them on a street, go around.
Yes.
Avoid that, and because they're going to be very busy just getting things, and you're going to have some big equipment out there lifting and loading and getting trucks, and you got to get them tarped and out to the landfill and stuff, too. 65 tons, but the they waived the fee on 65 tons. I'm guessing middle of the first week.
Usually Wednesday of the first week is where we run into the 65 ton, and then we start paying after that. Last year we took in 148.82 tons. That didn't include the 37 TV screens or monitors that we went around and picked up, and 5 computer towers.
So it's out there. Yep, folks, treat it well.
Yes.
I'm just going to say, let's do that. Treat it well. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.